Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa.
Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope you're having a great day, inshallah. Have you ever thought about how much more Allah gives us than we give Him? Whenever I'm planting one seed, I think about Allah's kindness because I know that one seed will give so many fruits and each will have so many seeds inside. So the one seed from me can give more than 1,000 seeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's blessings upon blessings. All right, my friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. Don't be shy to join in. My intention today is to learn something new and gather for the sake of Allah so the angels can come into our home and go all the way up to heaven and say our names. Great. Now let's put our minds in happy thoughts by thinking of one good thing that happened yesterday. I'll go first. Yesterday, I finally made that loaf of sourdough bread I was telling you all about. And it didn't turn out so bad. So I feel like we're on the right track. I'll post a picture on Instagram for you. Okay, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. Today's story is about a man named Omar. Omar was feeling so squeezed in his house. He was sharing a small one-room, one-bathroom home with his wife, 2 kids, and his mother. Every day, he had to wait for the bathroom, and sometimes when everyone was talking at the same time, it was just too loud to think. I've had it, he thought. I need to find a solution. So he decided to visit a wise man for advice. Omar told the wise man about his home and how unhappy he was where he lived. The wise man said, I can help you, but you need to promise to do exactly as I say. Omar agreed. Okay, so the first thing you will do is go to the market and buy a chicken. Put that chicken in your home and come back to me in 1 week, said the wise man. Omar was confused. I barely have any room left. But then he thought, and he agreed to listen and bought the chicken. 1 week later, he went back to the wise man, and this time the wise man told him to go to the market and buy a goat and take him home. Then come back in 1 week. What? Are you kidding me? I can barely walk with this chicken running around, Omar said. But then he agreed and went to buy a goat. 1 week later, Omar went back to the wise man. This time, the wise man told him to buy a cow and take it home. Omar looked stunned. Excuse me? Dear sir, do you understand what you are asking of me? Said Omar. How on earth am I going to put a massive cow in my home with that chicken and goat running around? But then Omar remembered his promise. So he took a deep breath and went to buy a cow. After 1 week, Omar had barely slept. He was exhausted from taking care of all these animals. He went to see the wise man, and this time he told him, "Sell the chicken, sell the goat, and sell the cow. Come back to me in 1 week." Oh, Omar was so happy to hear this that he ran to the market and sold all the animals. 1 week later, when he came back to visit the wise man, Omar had a big smile on his face and he just felt spectacular. The wise man asked how he was doing. "Oh, you won't believe how much room I have at home and how quiet it is. I don't think I need your help anymore. I am so, so happy where I live." Let's think about this. Sometimes we forget about our blessings and need a gentle reminder to help us see how things really are. I hope you have some time today to talk to someone you care about the blessings that you have in your life. Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. And remember that you are loved. And I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.